When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's S-E-E-W-H-Y.
People ask me all the time, who are you rooting for? What would you like to see? What matchup would you prefer in this series or this championship game or this postseason battle? I am always all about the stories. I'm always all about history. I'm always all about the redemption. And we've got all of that wrapped up in the Denver Nuggets. It was a sweep. Pull out the brooms, except it wasn't a sweep in which the Nuggets made quick work of the Lakers. I am impressed with the Lakers and the way they fought. I will give them credit for making every single one of these games a battle for the Nuggets. Ultimately, though, you could clearly see the Nuggets are the better team. You could clearly see the Nuggets had finishing power where the Lakers did not. You could clearly see the Nuggets had more options. The Nuggets had more balance. The Nuggets ultimately had the ability to adjust and make corrections and carry out a game plan. And they also had the poise and the mental toughness to not freak out and give up. Panic when things weren't going their way. If you look back on the four games of this series, game one, a 6-point differential. Game two, 5 points separated the Nuggets and the Lakers. Game three is the only one in which the Lakers lost by double figures, but it was only 11. And then the final game, the clincher, just 2 points separating the Nuggets and the Lakers. LA fought as hard as it possibly could. The Lakers, sure, they've got LeBron, they've got Anthony Davis, and they are a recent champion. They went farther than they were expected to go. They deserve a ton of credit. But ultimately, you hold them up against the Nuggets. And we knew this. They were going to wear out because the Nuggets are deeper. Now, they don't necessarily have a deeper bench. In fact, tonight's game, the Nuggets only played two guys off the bench for a total 30 minutes. But the athleticism, the youth, the energy in their starting five, the ability of their starting five to dig down deep, to be physically and mentally tough, even when running the fast break, even when facing LeBron and Anthony Davis. They were a deeper team with more options and more energy. The Lakers just ran out of gas. And that's specific to LeBron and Anthony Davis. Davis was exhausted. It was evident. LeBron, if you noticed, was cramping and dealing with fatigue. He certainly had a season that is worth noting. He took over the NBA's all-time scoring record. He came back from an injury that was supposed to be season-ending. His Lakers reached the Western Conference Finals after starting out in what was essentially the basement of the West. They deserve a ton of credit. But this is about the Nuggets. This night, this series, this triumphant piece of history is about the Nuggets franchise and a process they started years ago. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets as they reach their first ever NBA Finals. It wasn't an easy peasy, lemon squeezy sweep. But the Nuggets are playing their best basketball of the year. And this is not the team that was soft. This is not the team that couldn't close. This is not the team that is going to get pushed around. I said it last week. The Denver Nuggets are done getting pushed around. They're throwing elbows. They're battling LeBron at the rim. They're challenging every ball, every loose ball, every rebound. And in every single one of these games, we saw them battle back from a deficit. Now, in some cases, it was double figures. It wasn't always. Tonight, trailing by 15 at the half. Steady Eddie, with no panic, reeling in the Lakers, recognizing that they would outlast. They would survive a Lakers team that was limited in its options. Not the Nuggets. Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., Bruce Brown. These Nuggets, they earned every bit of this trip to the NBA Finals. And as I say, we love history. We love redemption. We love stories. And there's a lot of them to come out of this West Finals, but more specifically, the Nuggets. Who know that if they don't win a championship, all of this was for naught. Would it be a failure? No. They've already triumphed in a way that they've made history for their franchise. But to come this close and not capitalize, to come this close and not take advantage of your opportunity is more painful than if you had come up short. Congratulations to Michael Malone. He's on fire these days. Producer Jay and I, we love hearing what Malone has to say.
You put that in your pipe, you smoke it.
He takes no prisoners. He's done getting pushed around. He's done letting his superstar get pushed around. He's done staying quiet. Nah, Mike Malone has found his niche. He's going to speak his mind. Sometimes it's against his team. Sometimes it's against the league. Sometimes he just wants you all to know that you've got the Nuggets wrong. You've got them pegged wrong, and you better stand up and pay attention. At some point tonight, we'll go inside the Nuggets locker room because it's pretty cool to hear Malone address his team. But between now and then, we've got the game story. How the Nuggets rallied from 15 points down and withstood what was the best half of scoring in any LeBron James postseason game ever. 282 playoff games for LeBron. It's an NBA record. And he'd never had 31 points and a half until tonight. They had the Nuggets right where they wanted them. In their own arena, in LA, the fans were crazy. But they ran out of gas. And the Nuggets kept the pedal to the metal running in the second half. Was there any doubt that the Nuggets would take that 15-point halftime deficit and chip away and chip away and turn this into a game in the end? I think not.
Left side Porter, another three. That one's short, tipped by Gordon, won't go. Second one won't go. Rebound Jokic, getting a foul as well. Murray goes to the right hand. He's at the nail, jump shot. Good! Denver's within one, 79-78. Bounce pass Jokic, back over to Casey. Layup, getting a foul as well! Boy, Denver comes storming back in the third quarter. They have a one-point lead.
Jason Kosmicki on Denver Nuggets radio. How about this? They go from being down 15 at halftime to outscoring LA by 20 in the third quarter. 20-point edge in the third quarter alone, holding the Lakers to just 16 points in the third quarter. And here, for more perspective about how the Lakers used up everything they had in the first half and had nothing left for the second, they scored 73 points in the first half. Do you know what they had in the second half? 38. The Denver Nuggets did not allow the Lakers to rally from an 0-3 deficit. So NBA teams are now 0-150 in the playoffs when facing an 0-3 deficit. Guess who else is facing an 0-3 deficit? That would be Boston. Will the Heat make this a sweep? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. There's less of a disparity in talent between the Heat and the Celtics, though clearly the Celtics were doing all they could to mask that talent in game number 3. And game 4 is in Miami coming up on Tuesday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you survived your Monday. I hope you had energy all the way through and didn't peter and teeter and run out of gas like the Lakers did. LeBron James played almost 48 minutes in this game, but even more impressively than that, because he was clearly suffering at the end. Nikola Jokic, despite foul trouble, didn't come out of this game for the final 33 minutes. He had to navigate foul trouble. There were times where he had to back off, which is so hard as a guy who wants to defend. It's really difficult to lay out, to lay off, and not body up when that's what you're taught to do, when that's what comes naturally to you. But he managed to stay out there on the court. Now, he wasn't guarding LeBron with a handful of seconds, a couple of ticks left on the clock at the very end of this game. We'll get to that coming up. I'd love for you to connect with us on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. We've got a poll up, and it's still ongoing for a couple more hours. It's so tight. Not even a full 2 percentage points separating our answers. We're asking you, what's the more unlikely run by the 8 seed, considering their paths to this point? The Florida Panthers, who are now up 3-0 on the Carolina Hurricanes. Sergei Bobrovsky, first shutout in his postseason career, and man, it couldn't have come at a better time. So the Florida Panthers, now up 3-0, or the Miami Heat, who are also up 3-0. All things being equal, which is the more unlikely run from South Florida? So that poll is, I just retweeted it a little while ago. It's also pinned to the top of our show Twitter. So either A-Law Radio or After Hours CBS. And then on our Facebook page too. Help us break the tie. And if you're needing some pink power or a huge smile, I would love for you to check out my Twitter and the perfect pink peonies. My phone is full of pink peony photos right now. But producer Jay, admit it, even though you're a male, these flowers are breathtaking.
They are. They were very nice. They made my waking up morning, evening, whatever you want to call it, nice.
I can't stop taking photos of these photogenic, picturesque pink peonies. I'm all about the alliteration right now. So check those out. They're on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and I'll see if Jay will help me throw them up on our Facebook page. So happy Monday to you. Take our poll. What do you think of the Nuggets moving forward? Whether they're likely to face the Heat, but whether they face Heat or Celtics, they are a worthy Western Conference champ, I'll say that. It took them nearly 50 years just to win the West. But the Wild Wild West belongs to Mile High Basketball. That's the hashtag on Twitter that gives you the logo. Did you see Nikola Jokic twice chuck up last ditch prayers as the shot clock was running down and they go in? And also, did you see LeBron James attempt a pass in the first half to Rui Hachimura And yet somehow it's at this weird line drive angle, but it goes right through the cylinder. There are strange things happening in L.A. tonight. Speaking of that, our friend Michael Duarte from NBC LA was there at the game at Crypto.com Arena. He will join us coming up in 45 minutes in the wake of the Nuggets sweep. This game's still hanging in the balance with under a minute to go.
Here we go. KCP gets it into Nikola Jokic, guarded by Davis. He puts it on the floor, gets the elbow. Down the lane. Layup, good!
And one should have been.
Nuggets lead at 113 to 111. Less than a minute to go in game number four. This is going to go fast, people. Pay attention. Austin Reeves look in. 4 seconds left. Two buckets. 2 points ties it up. LeBron in the paint. Layup, no good. Got his own board. There's the horn! And the Denver Nuggets, for the first time in franchise history, will go to the NBA Finals.
I think it starts with a belief, you know, in themselves, but probably more importantly in the collective, you know, the man next to them. And to beat this team in the Western Conference Finals and to get the first sweep in franchise history, to get the first Western Conference Championship in franchise history, it means a lot. But I speak for 17 players in that locker room and the entire organization. We are not satisfied.
Mike Malone has said all along that if they don't win the title, it's not a validation. They need to win the title to validate what they've done to this point. They have to finish this with the championship or it doesn't matter. We'll hear more from Malone. Jamal Murray, I'm so happy for him. Like I felt for Klay Thompson last year as he had come back from two devastating leg injuries and missed 2.5 years. Jamal Murray, we saw him in the bubble. He had not forgotten the bubble. The bubble was really his introduction to big-time basketball on the playoff stage, weird as that stage was. And he went through one hella journey to get back here. But no doubt, similar to Klay, Jamal would tell you, this feeling, this triumph, reaching my first NBA Finals, it's all worth it.
People have feelings.
The Nuggets on to the NBA Finals, waiting for their opponent, and we could be without basketball for over a week. Do you know I don't get it. This NBA Finals cannot start until June 1st. It cannot start until June 1st. Because of TV, because of arenas, blah, blah, blah. It cannot start until next Thursday. If the Heat sweep the Celtics, and they may not, they may send this back to Boston. But if the Heat sweep the Celtics or if they close it out in game five, we're going a week without any NBA. Also, there's this idea that Heat Nuggets will be a disaster for TV ratings. I couldn't care less. We work in radio. We're going to talk about it anyway. I don't care what the ratings are. Doesn't bother me if they're good, if they're bad. I don't care. We are going to talk about it. It's a championship series. We only get a few of these every year in pro sports. It's a celebration, a culmination of, for us, an entire season. And there's always great stories. And for the Nuggets, they're seeking their first in franchise history. For the Heat, it's been 20 years. And the last time they won a title, LeBron was on the roster. Jimmy Butler could have his first title. I mean, there's a lot to like about this matchup, if that's the one we get. So I couldn't care less about TV ratings.
Damn right.
I do love Jimmy Butler's moxie. All right, we'll get to the East, but first we got to talk about the sweep in the West. Again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, love to hear from you. On our Facebook page, too. Hope you mastered your Monday, baby. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Lakers trail by two. Season on the line. Austin Reeves gets it into LeBron. LeBron attacks the rim. Drives. Puts it up. No good. Game over. Nuggets win. And Denver is going to the NBA Finals. Final score. Nuggets 113. Lakers 111. And that's it. Michael, I thought LeBron got fouled. There was no whistle.
Yeah, the referee sort of swallowed their whistle there. LeBron was trying to draw a foul, but referees, either he couldn't get it or Denver did a good job defending without doing that, fouling him.
The Nuggets win the series 4-0.
Thought he was trying to get downhill, man. And again, I mean, not to use any excuses or make any excuses, but just contact on just about every play in the NBA. Now, when you drive the ball and what's considered a violation and what's not, what's called and what's not, it's like I'm oblivious. Like, I don't know. And so all you want is fairness and consistency. It's something that I've always said. So just trying to get the ball in the hands of our best player.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
No. As in, no, there were plenty of fouls called in this game. If you didn't like how it was called, wait 5 seconds and it changed again. Both teams were called for ticky-tack fouls. This game did not come down to contact on LeBron James. The call there with John Ireland and Michael Thompson on Lakers radio and then head coach Darvin Ham. To me, this was a double team on defense. Jamal Murray rotating in, getting his hands on the ball, not allowing LeBron the opportunity to get a clean shot, and then not enough time even after he got the offensive rebound. Credit the defense. It was a double team. They blanketed LeBron. They knew LeBron was the best option for the Lakers, and they played it perfectly. No whistles required. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Here's Jamal Murray's perspective on those final 4 seconds.
I was guarding Rui. He set a screen for Bron. AG chased him, and I just kind of had to be there, knowing that help would be behind me. And then I kind of caught his drive at the end. I could get the ball, and I just put two hands on it and didn't let him really get off a good shot.
It was great rotation by Jamal Murray. He mentioned he was guarding Rui. And then Aaron Gordon was in there trying to keep LeBron from getting down deep close to the hoop, which is where he's most dangerous. But you look at the ebbs and flows of this game. They withstood a 31-point first half from LeBron, only gave him 9 points in the second. He took a lot of shots. The Lakers took a lot of shots. They were out of gas. They didn't have the same energy. They didn't have the same pep. They didn't have the same strengths or bursts or athleticism. LeBron was dealing with, whether it be a calf, whether it be cramps, a lot of minutes on he and AD. A lot of minutes. We talked about it earlier in the playoffs and even earlier in this series. I told you those minutes were going to come back and bite them in the rear because they're playing every other night. Finally, the NBA doesn't do that early, but they play every other night. You got to be able to spell these guys now and then. But LeBron played 48 minutes in this game, and we'll hear from him coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, how did you rally from 15 down to win in the second half?
We know what is LeBron capable, and he showed us what he's capable in the first half. He was just dominating the game. But we found a way that make him take tough shots or just not easy layups or just not open shots in the second half. I think he was 11 for 13 in the first half, right? And then he was 3 for 12 in the second. So I think we did a good job in the second half.
We know that they're going to come out aggressive, though. It's less about that and more about us weathering the storm and staying with each other. You know, we're down 15 and a half, and then we came in the third quarter ready to play and ready to take the lead, I think. So it was just a great team effort all around. Everybody came in and stepped up.
I like the Nugget story. I like the arc. I like the fact that it's brand new. They've literally never been to an NBA Finals in their near 50-year history. On the same day, by the way, that Carmelo Anthony retires. We'll get to that coming up. This is what they work for. This is why they play. This is why they've kept believing in themselves. Ultimately, this started back in the bubble. And how many times have we heard Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, Michael Malone, others talk about what they learned, how they were inspired, how they were motivated, how the bubble experience when they got to the West Finals against the Lakers and lost, how that spurred them, how it made them a better team. I love journeys. Ultimately, no team starts out a season ready to win a championship. In this case, the Nuggets' journey goes back several seasons. The seeds were planted. There was growth. There were certainly setbacks the last couple years. But all of that made them a team that was able to accomplish this. Even when they played really poor basketball at the end of the regular season. Remember, Jokic was hurt, struggling. They took him out for a few games to try to get him ready. That's when he lost the MVP. And the conversation about the MVP persists with Malone and with Jokic. You'll hear what they have to say following this trip to the NBA Finals. He has another triple-double this postseason. That's the most in a single playoff run in NBA history. Now 8 of them. We don't even have to ask him. Nobody has to ask him, would you trade the MVP for this, an NBA Finals appearance? Heck yeah. They sacrificed games at the end of the regular season. They went through a swoon. Malone called them out. But all of it put them in this position where they're now playing their best basketball of the year. I keep looking up and seeing Jokic chuck the ball over the top of his head. Now, in the first half, it was over the top of LeBron James. In the second half, with about 3 minutes to go, it was over top of Anthony Davis. He's got the ball in two hands. Not even proper shooting position. This is how you would throw an overhead pass for those of you who are schooled and took basketball lessons when you were a kid or went to a camp. This is called an overhead pass. When the ball is above your head, you're palming it between two hands. You're squeezing the ball. You pull it back behind your head and you chuck it. Generally, you're trying to go cross court, which is why you need to give it more zip. Instead, twice in this game, he shoots it that way from beyond the arc and it goes in.
It's like a soccer throw-in.
It is. All that was missing was the flip.
Could you imagine him doing that flip?
I was listening to the Lakers radio the second time he made that shot over the top of AD with about 3 minutes to go, and they were incredulous, thinking, like, how in the world do you beat the Nuggets when he's making shots like that? Let's hear from Mike Malone in the locker room with the triumphant Denver Nuggets minutes after they reach the NBA Finals in a sweep.
This year is not easy. First time the Nuggets ever swept a team in the playoffs in the Western Conference Final. Let's hope. Congratulations. I remember somebody mentioned this, I couldn't agree more. Enjoy it for a night. All right, you guys have been saying it all playoff long or year long. Our goal is not to get to the finals. All right, we have 4 more wins. We're going to have to work extremely hard for it. All right, no matter who we play, it's about us. Family on 3. 1, 2, 3.
I love it. I just am happy for them, but also happy for us that we get something new and fresh, different champions, different stories, a great journey, a fun team, a spicy Mike Malone, a 2-time MVP who is a man on a mission. Another triple-double with 30 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists, 3 steals, and oh yeah, played most of the second half in foul trouble. So how does he feel? How does the Joker feel after clinching his first NBA Finals trip?
I think it's just like you're happy that you won a game. You beat really, really good team. When you think about, except the first game, every game was so close and every team could won it. And we just find a way to win the game. Especially we were down 15 and to come back and win the game. You know, it was just probably happiness. You know, I think that's the emotions.
Wait until you hear what LeBron had to say about Jokic and this Denver Nuggets team that just wrapped up the sweep. And what about his future? Because we can't have a final press conference without LeBron addressing his future. And that's what happens when you're the NBA's all-time leading scorer and you just wrapped up your 20th season. It was vintage LeBron in the first half, but ultimately not enough help. And these Lakers ran out of gas in the second. Didn't Darvin Ham tell us this is what load management is all about? Load management can only carry you so far.
This is what load management is about.
It can only take you so far. There's still only so much energy in the tank. And these guys were worn out. Give them credit, though. The Nuggets took their best punch. The Nuggets withstood the best the Lakers had to give on the court. That cream rising to the top in the West. So the top seed reaches the NBA Finals from the West. It will not be the top seed in the East. We know that for sure. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you need some pink power in your life, just check it out. And on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here we go. KCP gets it into Nikola Jokic, guarded by Davis. He puts it on the floor, gets the elbow. Down the lane. Layup! Good!
And one should have been.
Nuggets lead at 113-111. Less than a minute to go in game number four. This is going to go fast, people. Pay attention. Austin Reeves look in. 4 seconds left. Two buckets. 2 points ties it up. LeBron in the paint. Layup no good. Got his own board. There's the horn! And the Denver Nuggets, for the first time in franchise history, will go to the NBA Finals!
Feels good, you know what I'm saying? We're staying in the moment. It feels amazing. We just staying here right now. We know we got bigger goals, but this feels amazing right now. It was a full team effort. They made it really tough on us down the stretch. We were down 15 at halftime, but we came out in the third quarter and we fought. We didn't want to go back to Denver. I'm really proud of everybody, man. Really proud.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Michael Porter Jr., 15 points, 10 rebounds, and a lot of exultation when this game was done. First finals in franchise history, as you hear with Jason Kosmicki on Denver Nuggets Radio. So we heard from the Denver locker room, Mike Malone, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray. More with them coming up about the MVP specifically and whether or not the conversation around the most valuable player affected the Joker. Mike Malone continues his campaign, though. We all need someone who loves us as much as Robert Saleh loved Zach Wilson and now loves Aaron Rodgers. I mean, love is fleeting. We all need someone who loves us as much as Mike Malone adores Nikola Jokic. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, you want to take our show poll about the East and about the unlikely, improbable runs by the 8 seeds in the East. Both of them 1 win away from the championship round in hoops and hockey. And now the Florida Panthers, who are a team that has shown that same resiliency and fight as the Heat, maybe have a better roster on paper. They don't necessarily have 7 undrafted players that are out there absorbing major minutes, but they still have had a very difficult road, as have the Heat, because of the position they put themselves in. So consider the paths. And right now, not even 3 percentage points separate these two candidates in our poll. So on Twitter or Facebook, and if you need some pink power in your life, well, I got you covered there too. Yes on Facebook? No on Facebook, Jay? Okay, so we'll put it up soon. We've got Michael Duarte at the top of the hour. Patience, my pink peony friends. Patience. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. LeBron James, what about these Denver Nuggets?
Me and AD were just talking in the locker room for a little bit. I think we came to the consensus this, you know, if not one of the best, probably the best team that we've played since we've been together for our 4 years. They're just well orchestrated, well put together. They have scoring, they have shooting, they have playmaking, they have smarts, they have length, they have depth. One thing about their team, when you have a guy like Joker, who as big as he is, but also as cerebral he is, you can't really make many mistakes versus a guy like that. And even when you guard him for one of the best possessions that you think you've guarded him, he puts the ball behind his head, Larry Bird style, and shoots it 50 feet in the air, and it goes in. I think he did it like 4 or 5 times this series.
Well, he did it twice in this game, for sure. And so LeBron James tips his hat to Nikola Jokic and to the Nuggets after this sweep. It was tight. It was as tight as any sweep can be, but a sweep is a sweep is a sweep is a sweep. And what does it do? It gives the Nuggets extra time off. You may not think they need it. They're relatively healthy, but they're only going 7 deep as well. They're not bringing a lot of minutes off the bench. And I get this was a closeout game. Nikola Jokic played the final 33 minutes of this game. But look, Jamal Murray played 43. Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. played 41 each. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he was the slacker with only 39 out of 48 minutes. Off the bench, they only had 8 points and 30 total minutes between Bruce Brown and Jeff Green. These guys are worn out too. They had a deeper well. They had more balance, but they were tired too. And their 3-point shots showed it as well. Remember, tired legs means shots come up short. The Lakers shot 8 of 20 from beyond the arc, and it took them a long time to get a 3 in the second half. You could tell they were out of gas. But LeBron did play all 48 minutes of this one.
For me, it's just a mindset, and training the mind, if you train the mind, the body will fall where it may and, take care of rest. So, knowing coming into a game where I may have to play a full game, that's just my mindset.
He came out with a mindset to keep this thing going. He came in the building as he's been all year, all throughout the playoffs, with a focus, a determination to get it done by any means necessary. And, I just thank them all. I mean, it's great, the competitive spirit. It was phenomenal. From day one, getting to this point from which we came, digging ourselves out of a deep, deep hole and being able to be a part of this 2023 NBA postseason and then become one of the final four teams. It was a hell of a year, hell of an experience, and hell of a turnaround. Did a complete 180. And, he was a big part of that in terms of his communication, his leadership, he and AD both. And he just came out ready to go.
LeBron James was vintage in the first half. It was everything they needed. His team facing elimination, desperately needing a win in front of the home crowd. He jazzed up Lakers fans. 31 points. He barely missed. But only 9 in the second half. The shots fell off. And Anthony Davis, he was hit or miss in the second half too. He was also running on fumes. And so as much as Darvin Ham is proud of what the Lakers accomplished by getting to the West Finals, and yes, there is something to be said for their turnaround and retooling most of their roster at the trade deadline, but don't tell AD because he doesn't care.
Obviously, we know where we started, beginning of the year, and where we got to. But that definitely wasn't the end goal for us. Don't really do moral victories or anything like that. We play to win championships. Obviously came up short. We're right there on the fence. So it's tough.
They need more. We know that to be sure. They can't rely on LeBron and AD solely. D'Angelo Russell had a brutal series. I don't know if you guys saw this. They pointed it out on the broadcast. But there was a moment where Aaron Gordon and LeBron James were into a skirmish, a bit of a skirmish. LeBron actually had his forearm up underneath the chin of Aaron Gordon after they got tangled up, pursuing a rebound, playing defense, boxing out, yada, yada, yada. And Aaron Gordon, he don't play. So he and LeBron kind of went after each other until they got separated. During that time, while the officials were breaking it up, D'Angelo Russell was attempting threes, trying to find his shot. The one three-pointer he took tonight was so woefully off line that he stopped. He only shot once, and he came off the bench in this one because Rui Hachimura took over in the starting lineup. No one shot great in this game outside of LeBron, who had most of his damage done in the first half. Austin Reeves, he had another double-figure game, but ultimately just not enough. So what does this mean for LeBron's future? You knew it was going to come up. LeBron, what about next year and beyond?
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
I had one listener suggest on our social that he's trolling us just to take the headlines away from the Denver Nuggets. Here's what I think. He's tired. We know he's tired. It was a long season. He battled through injuries. They played a ton of games. He set some incredible records. But think about Tom Brady, same thing. Never make decisions when you're emotional and you're exhausted. That is my number one rule about decision making. Wait until you're more even keel. LeBron needs to wait. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.